Thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil. I am joined in studio by Erica Brown and Jeff Campbell. They will be starring in a play that will be coming up at the Emancipation Theater April 6th through the 29th, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. It is called Honorable Disorder. And Jeff, you wrote this play, you produced it, and you directed it as well. So it sounds like you've got a lot of irons in the fire here.
I got a lot on my plate. Thank you so much for having us, Mindy. I really appreciate it. It has been a growing challenge for me, but I am stepping up to it, so making it happen.
Okay, and Erica, you will be playing the part of Nancy Foster, so are going to be the main character's mother.
Correct.
So I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, I read a little bit about him. He is a vet, but he's from Five Points, so it's home, so he's here.
Yes.
So, but a little bit about the character and a little bit about the backstory where you come in and where your son, quote unquote, where your son Deshaun is. What is?
Yes. The character that I play, Nancy Foster, is the mother of Deshaun Foster, who is the title character of our play. He is an Iraq War veteran who was born and raised in Five Points. And he's returning home, and he's trying to navigate his way through what's happening to him now that he's returned home, because life is so different here than it was there. And as I say in one of the lines of the play, he's not the same Deshaun that left.
Left the house, yes.
You know, it's made a significant and painful impact on him because he now sees the world in a very, very different way. And it's not what he thought it was going to be upon returning home. It has profoundly changed him. And he's trying to figure out, you know, how to wend his way through this new world that he finds himself in. And his mother's character is trying to help him navigate his way through that world. And for both of them, they're having painful and eye-opening experiences and repercussions and consequences to the feelings that have been engendered in him now that he's home. Okay. So, yeah. That was a mouthful.
Yes. All right. Well, Jeff, you wrote this play. So is this regarding somebody that you know, or how did you come up with the concept, the idea for this play?
In 2016, February of 2016, I moved from Denver to Griffin, Georgia. I had gotten a job to work for a nonprofit organization that worked with homeless veterans with PTSD. Now, I have relatives and friends who are military veterans and, you know, experience PTSD, but I didn't have as a clear understanding of what that really meant and the struggles that they go through until I took this job for this year. I was the writer for the organization, so I was doing the upkeep on the website, their social media, and publishing a newsletter. Part of publishing the newsletter was interviewing service providers for veterans as well as veterans themselves, their clients. And when interviewing the clients, I learned a lot about what they experienced during deployment as well as what they experienced coming home and trying to reintegrate into civilian life. And so I was moved by those testimonies that I had heard from veterans, and I made up my mind in Georgia that I needed to go back home and do my vocation, which was write and produce community theater in my city, Denver. And this was the first project that I wanted to do, and so a little over a year later, here we are.
Wow, so it was about a year in the writing process then, or 2 years maybe?
You know, I wrote the play. It didn't take me long to get the first draft done, and I wrote that in Georgia. But then when I got home and started working on putting together the pieces to get it up on the small stage, I did a lot of editing and framed it around the Five Points community and framed it around some of the issues that Five Points is facing. You have a veteran who's returning home, but you have a lot of issues that are addressed like they are isolated issues, but they're not isolated. Gentrification, homelessness, the opioid crisis, and veterans issues converge in this story because they're all related and they all have an affect on one another. And the folks who struggle the most in our society are affected the most when things like property values rise and the housing market has a boom like we've experienced in the post-Amendment 64 era.
Yeah. Part of the topics that we explore in this play are topics of power. When you talk about things like gentrification, when you're talking about money,
yeah.
And when money moves into a community, if it is not controlled by the community already, then who has the say about what happens to the people who are already in that community? And how do the people who are in that community respond to the supposed, I don't know what the word is, improvement that's coming into that community? And who's it an improvement for? Is it an improvement for the people who are coming there? Or not? You know, those people have to deal with that. And can they actually continue to stay there and deal with it? Or do they get pushed out? And then when you add other topics on top of that, you know, the lead character, Deshaun, is a veteran. And he has assets, if you will, that are available to him as a veteran. But how does he navigate all that? He doesn't know how to do all that. All he knew how to do was what they told him how to do, which was sign up, go, and fight for democracy. So
serve
that's
your
what
country.
He did.
Yeah.
You know, and then when he comes back, all of a sudden he's got to come back and figure out how to fight for his own democracy.
Wow. And you know, and it's so funny because I think one of the things that, okay, so I'm not trying to take this political stance here, but I do say this, is that I just feel like we are quick to send people into war. But when they come home, I don't feel that we're so quick to help them readjust to life, you know, and there are benefits, you know, and different things. I've never, had to go to war. I've never had to serve in the military. But I see different people who are homeless or they need help. And it just seems like we are quick to send them off to war to fight for us and fight for our rights. But I feel like when they come home, how quick are we to help fight for their rights? You know,
correct.
So that is, so, you know, when you're saying this, you know, he's returning home from war, he's getting readjusted. How long is he gone when he goes off to Iraq?
I didn't really delve into that, into the script.
Okay.
I did, but I edited that part out. Mm. But I had that he was there for two deployments, so like 18 months.
Okay.
So, you know, a year and a half in a war zone will change your life.
Oh yeah. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
So I think this is interesting. And so you pulled maybe information then from some of the vets that so you're pulling here and there from different pieces to basically create Deshaun. Is that correct? Okay.
That's correct. Yeah. He is an amalgam of veterans that I talked to and interviewed. His experiences and what he's going through is a composite of different folks that I had the pleasure of meeting and interviewing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then so you come home, you're writing this play, and then what do you do? Do you start shopping around for different playhouses to host this, or how did you come, you and Emancipation, how did you all come together?
Well, Emancipation Theater Company is my company that I started under the as a theater company, as a production company.
Okay.
Whereas the venue that we're performing in is Cleo Parker Robinson Dance Theater.
Okay.
Which is right up the block.
Okay.
Right.
Not far at all. Okay.
So we're going to be at Cleo's for the entire month of April, every weekend in April, and Cleo's, I have worked with Cleo's in the past, and I've done productions there in the past, and to me, it just makes all makes complete sense to be, you know, I am a black a playwright and producer, and she is a black woman in a owns a black venue, and this is part of maintaining the cultural integrity of this community is to produce art or create businesses that reflect that authentic cultural experience and context in which Five Points, in what made Five Points great. And we're making Five Points great again. Mm-hmm. But
no more MAGA, no more Make America Great Again. We're making Five Points
great again. Yeah, MAFA.
MAFA.
Right. So yeah, so this is just a way, I felt like it was important that I do this.
So you've written this, you've directed it, you've produced it, now you're going to be in it. And Erica, you are going to be acting in this as well.
Yes.
So as an audience member, I come, I watch this play, I leave. What's the main takeaway that each one of you can be different things, but what are you hoping that somebody walks away from this with?
I'll start. I hope people walk away with a broader idea and a more open-minded idea of what our veterans are struggling with out here.
For you, Jeff, what is your takeaway that you're hoping that somebody in the audience, the main takeaway that you'd like for them to take away?
Well, I, as a writer, I've learned over a period of time to avoid my attachment to what the way people receive what I write or my art. And I would like for them to take from whatever, wherever they decide to take from it. Now, I took the term honorable discharge and post-traumatic stress disorder, and I truncated those two terms to create honorable disorder to say that those two things are not exclusive, but they are a part of, you know, when you leave with, you know, a little bit of, you know, heaviness. Also, that your disorder is honorable in the term, yes, in the way that what you have endured and what you have come back with, you know, is something you should be proud of who you are and what you've endured, and that what I've tried to say or what I was saying in this whole thing is that we can find our divinity within our mundane. So the allegory is basically blessings in disguise is the allegory, and that is woven throughout the script. You'll see blessings in disguise all over the script popping up.
Okay, and so I see here that people can call 303-295-1759 for tickets, or they can go to www.honorable-disorder.eventbrite.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, if they want to find out more about Emancipation Theater Company itself, is there a different website or a phone number that they can?
Well, there's emancipationtheater.com, and you can get tickets there, too. There's a button that says Get Tickets.
Okay.
So there's the fast track if you want to do that, and our contact information is also available there.
Okay, so if anybody wants to see any future productions that you have, or maybe if they want to audition, do anything else, they can go.
That's it.
Right there.
This is the beginning.
This is the beginning of it. Okay, great. Well, we're glad to be on the ground level with you guys and just moving up. So good luck. And the show, I think we had said it goes April 6th through April 29th at the Cleo Parker Robinson Theater. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, and ticket prices, everything are mentioned on the web. When people call in, is that correct?
That's right. $25 for general admission, $20 for students, seniors, and vets.
Okay. And so, I just want to mention one thing because you did say the production, it contains some adult content, so it might not be suitable for those under 18.
Yeah, don't bring the little kids.
Okay.
We're dealing with some real harsh realities.
Yeah.
We love the little kids, just don't want them to be exposed to too much too quickly. Thank you, Erica, for your time.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. And
absolutely.
Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Stopping by and talking about honorable disorder.